Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 0829-913-913 is the WhatsApp line. Query, comment, and or criticize. South Africa's Judicial Service Commission is facing decisions that will determine the fate of Western Cape Judge President Justice Shlopi. The oversight body has to hear testimony from the judge before the inquiry can go any further forward. We now chat to the director at Mosima Legal, Ms. Mosima Rasesemola, to find out more. Ms. Mosima, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello to you and to the listeners.
All right. Most of us don't know very much about the law. To make it really simple, what is the Judicial Service Commission and what is its primary task?
Okay, so the Judicial Service Commission is a body that is initially established in terms of the Constitution under, I think it's Section 167 of the Constitution, which states that it is the body that provides all oversight on issues that have to do with judges. So you consider that there are three arms of government, the executive, the legislature, as well as the courts. So for administration of judges and the conduct of judges, you have the Judicial Service Commission that regulates or oversees everything that happens within that sphere of government. For example, we currently have two vacancies in the Constitutional Court, and it is the Judicial Service Commission that essentially deals with the appointment of such judges when different members come together, including the Chief Justice as well as the President of the Supreme Court of Appeal, certain members of Parliament, members from legal academia that come together to deal in such matters. So in the same light, when there's a complaint against a judge with regards to breach of sections within the Constitution that deals with how judges need to conduct themselves, it is the Judicial Service Commission that then comes together and lays out a procedure or comes up with recommendation on what has to happen in order to call that particular judge to order or to mete out a proper sanction.
And of course, it's serious, isn't it, when we see a judge coming up before the Judicial Service Commission. I've heard of attorneys and advocates coming up before the Judicial Service Commission, if I understand things correctly, and being debarred for doing things that bring the legal profession into disrepute. But I'm sure you'll agree, to me it seems to be a very big thing if a judge has to come before this commission.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite serious considering that judges are tied to courts and courts are tied to the administration of justice. And if you consider South African society, administration of justice is tied very closely to the law, and the law has such a big impact on how we conduct our lives and how we have organized ourselves as a society. So when judges, as the head of the courts that essentially administer justice, are found to, you know, there are allegations of them having committed some type of misconduct or being incompetent, it is quite a serious issue. But when you consider the fact that, you know, everyone has a right to also be heard, there's a principle in law about you need to hear from the other side. And I think that's why we then establish a tribunal as a type of court or a committee that then looks at both sides, investigates the evidence, and is able to determine truly if, when you look at the law, really that particular judge has actually committed that type of misconduct or has been incompetent in the ways that the Constitution says judges shouldn't be. So it is quite serious, and it's actually incredible that in South Africa we have such an open system where we see it play out. Albeit it takes decades for it to actually happen, but I think we're setting very important precedents with this type of matter, and it's quite important.
Yeah, I mean, in the case of Justice Shlope, the reports we're getting say it's taken 13 years. So what exactly has he been found guilty of? We've heard he's guilty of something, but what exactly is it?
Okay, so the report by the Judicial Conduct Tribunal details, based on the evidence, that he is guilty of gross misconduct, right? That particular breach is based on Section 165 of the Constitution. So just to lay out a few things, for example, in Section 165 of the Constitution, it says that courts have to exercise some form of independence, and there has to be protection of courts so that their independence, their impartiality, and their effectiveness and dignity is kept intact. So based on the case of Justice Shlope, the issue is that the fact that he attempted to influence, as the tribunal has decided, he has tried to influence two constitutional court judges in order for them to decide in a particular way in a matter constitutes interference with the courts. And therefore, the independence and the impartiality and effectiveness and dignity of courts has been affected. I know that in the report, they also state that there are certain aspersions that he cast about former constitutional court judge Pius Langa, the late Pius Langa, as well as the former deputy chief justice Mosenege, and that was not agreeable. The sanction says that it has an impact on the integrity and the reputation of the judiciary, and it affects impartiality and independence. And therefore, it is a form of gross misconduct that would then require that he be impeached if the Judicial Service Commission found say. So the main issue was him attempting to influence two constitutional court judges from a court that is a constitutional court, and he wasn't even a member of that court at the time, but was in the Western Cape High Court, in order to make a decision on a case that was actually live and they had to decide on. So that was the issue, to say you're a judge from another court. These two justices haven't asked for your advice, but you are in essence interfering in how they make their decision. So the tribunal was then concerned with looking at that and considering whether that constitutes gross misconduct that is impeachable.
What does it mean if after he's given his testimony, Justice Shlope is found guilty and he is impeached? What happens when a judge is impeached? Does it mean they can't sit as a judge? Does it mean they get disbarred from practicing law? What does it mean?
Impeachment, in essence, means that it's the same type of concept we were embroiled with when we were dealing with the impeachment matter of former President Jacob Zuma. It, in essence, means that you have attempted to interfere with the integrity of the judiciary and its reputation so much that we cannot have you as a member of this sphere of government anymore. So in essence, he can no longer practice as a judge in the country. He can go on and take on other endeavors using his qualifications and experience as a lawyer, but he can no longer serve as a member of the judiciary in the Republic of South Africa.
I mean, to be an impeached judge in this country is not a good space, is it, judging from what you are saying, because it's basically downhill all the way if Justice Shlope is impeached, and I'm not saying he's guilty or not guilty, I'm just commenting on the process.
It is definitely serious, and I think also that's why the process is so long. So when you think about it, the Judicial Conduct Tribunal, the one that released their report on Sunday, they have made the finding to say that, yes, we think that he is guilty of this misconduct. He has violated Section 177-1A of the Constitution. We think he's guilty of gross misconduct, right? From there, they hand over the report to the Judicial Service Commission, which is the body that actually appointed them to deal specifically with this matter. And they now have to spend time to then assess the report and decide whether they're going to make the recommendation to the president that, you know, he be impeached or perhaps he be suspended. Like, for example, in 2019, you had the case of Judge Mudada, whom the tribunal said he's guilty of gross misconduct. But then when the JSC sat on the matter, they said, but no, we are not going to impeach him. We think that he should only pay compensation, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then,
mm-hmm.
But the JSC could say, okay, fine, this is our recommendation. In that case, then, the president, President Cyril Ramaphosa, has the option of suspending him. That is Section 177, Subsection 3 in the Constitution. But also the report is then tabled in front of Parliament, the National Assembly, where if a two-third majority decide that he should be impeached, then he will be impeached. So it's quite a long, drawn-out process. And consider that he can also take the report on review. He can take the decision of the JSC on review with the High Court. So it's a very long, drawn-out process that requires, like, so many parts of the system, including the president and parliament, to also weigh in and ultimately come to a decision about what is the fate of our judge, President Tlopé.
Yeah, as I said, in the classic, lots of moving parts, maybe another 13 years, who knows?
I mean, we can only hope it doesn't. I think it would be great for us to have the jurisprudence and sort of the understanding of how these processes drawn out as early as possible in a country. I think we need finality in certain matters so that, you know, the judiciary is protected. But at the same time, you consider that Justice Tlopé also has rights, and he has a right at certain points to review the decision. And, you know, the JSC, the President, Parliament need to also be very cautious and make sure that each and every step in the process is adhered to and dealt with properly.
Masima Rasesa-Mola, who is Director of Masima Legal, thanks for giving comment about South Africa's Judicial Service Commission and the Justice Tlopé saga. A long way to go, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the